Next item on the agenda is public comments. Is there anyone that wishes to be heard in the public comments section that's here now? Otherwise, we're going to break for lunch. Yes, ma'am, Ms. Hogg. Mr. Breeden, good seeing you as always, sir. Sir. It is. It does to me.
And how many years does it feel like?
16. Proceed. Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Paige Hogg, Mustard Seafood, president of the Junior Soft Crab Producers Association. I'm here to, and you probably might not have it in your packet because it was sent late, a request to keep Section 8 of the Rappahannock River open for oystering for the month of February. Previous precedence has been set for Tangier to keep sections open for them. We'd like to keep this section open because there are a lot of small oyster companies in this area. That would be Thomas Lee Walton, Tony Walton, Brooks, Rosters, Williams, Ferguson's, and they're one-man operations. They catch what they shut predominantly. And during the month of February, there is still a demand for oysters, and it gives families income. It gives the state of Virginia tax revenue from the per bushel. There's also a tax on the sale of the oysters at 1.25 if you sell direct, and also a county tax of 1%. It gives fishermen income closer to the time when more of the fisheries will be open and that they can make a living for their families. So I'm here to request that.
Any questions of Ms. Hogg? This question I've got is status of the stock in the area. Do you know, you said there's a lot of small oysters there. I mean, what's your personal observation as far as the health of the stock? At the present time, do you know?
Our observation, the small oysters are predominantly in Section 7.
Mm-hmm.
Lot of small stock. If they live, we'll have oysters. Section 8 has not been worked as much as Section 7. That's why we chose Section 8.
Okay.
Because it has not been worked that much. Everyone has congregated more in 7.
Okay. I hear from Dr. Thank you, ma'am. Dr. Wesson?
Good morning.
Morning, Jim.
The main bar that's in Section 8 is Maratica. Mm-hmm. The dredge survey for that area this past year was at one spat, 29 markets, and 29 small and 9 markets per bushel, which is you pull a bushel. So there's no spat set. We rarely see a spat set. We actually saw a spat set last year, which was the first one we've seen in a long time up there. So there are small oysters in the area. But, they've had several months to work on the markets that are there. If, in comparison, we set these seasons and we've gotten good at setting these seasons one time.
Would this require an emergency regulation?
This would require emergency regulation. And there are other areas that, the people come in and ask for that actually have more stock that are going out at the end of the month also. So if we would open it for one, it'd be hard to hold back all the other ones. Mm-hmm. We did have a shellfish meeting yesterday because we had a conference call because we had one outstanding issue that we agreed to relook at as far as extending the James. We would resurvey, and we resurveyed in January. Of course, there's a lot more stock in that area of the James, but what you see and what's the concern of after you've had several months of harvesting is that the small oysters actually decline in a greater proportion than the big oysters. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have some damage no matter what you do in a season, but you don't want to go so far and drag for so long that there's nothing left for next year. And after the discussion in that committee, it was agreed that we had one person that wanted to extend it for 2 weeks, but it was agreed for that area that we would not extend it. And there's certainly more oysters there than there are in this area. So.
Well, questions of Dr. Wesson while I look up something? I'm going to defer to counsel. My concern a little bit, because it requires an emergency regulation, we're dealing with a public trust issue in this day of open government and fair debate pertaining to public trust issues that we're required to address. I'm a little leery at the present time of initiating or proceeding under the emergency regulation section, but I'll leave that up to counsel as to whether or not this justifies. That's just philosophically my concern, as well as the information that you provide about the standing shell stock present at the location.
What's the basis, Dr. Wesson, for the emergency regulation? Is protection of the shellfish, or is it?
There's no emergency regulation required if we don't do anything. The emergency would be the economic well-being of the of those people living in that area.
And if we don't pass the proposed regulation,
it just goes out by itself at the end of this month.
210.
210. I don't know why I'm having this. I guess I'm not asking the question well. Make sure I understand. All right. We have this issue with the oysters. You're asking for regulation.
Ms. Hogg is asking.
Ms. Hogg is asking for regulation in order to protect the, I guess, spat in second.
No, she's asking for to the protect the industry.
Protect the industry.
Once it open.
And if we don't pass her proposed regulation, what happens to the industry?
Well, I mean, all our areas have an open season, and they all go out at a certain date.
Right.
This is saying for this area, it would be an emergency to have this area closed now, that they would like to have an additional month of harvest there.
Okay. In other words, it's due to close the end of January, and what this would do from there, the assertion is that an emergency exists from an economic perspective, that there is a defined need to extend the season beyond what was adopted by the normal regulatory process. Is that correct?
Okay, I just want to make sure the record was clear on that point.
I think that's where we are.
Okay.
There is a financial need, sir. There are very few jobs in that area.
You want to make sure she gets that on the record? Or?
Ms. Hall, can you come up and state your basis for the request on the record so we can hear it? Thank you.
Yes, sir. There is an economic need because a lot of the fishermen in this area do not have rockfish tags and will not be participating in that fishery. So they will have to wait till the crab fishery opens. There are very few jobs in those areas. What was there have all disappeared. We're a very rural community up there. And that's where I see the need. Also, it is our hopes that by turning this bottom some more, that we'd be able to clean it and that hopefully experience a nice spat in June, July, August.
Okay.
It makes a case for an emergency regulation, Commissioner.
Okay.
And I'm comfortable with it as far as the legal perspective goes.
Matters before the. Does anyone else here wish to be heard, pro or con? Mr. Tanker?
I have a question.
Go ahead, sir.
Now, we debated this at some point past.
Yes.
And why didn't we hear about this issue at that point, do you think, Mr. Russell? You know this
well,
area.
I mean, we set all the seasons proportionate to the stocks that we saw in that area and proportionate to the activity we thought would be in the area.
Right.
And there are other areas in the state that are open in February. It's just that this area is closing, as well as the Great Wicomico is closing, and other areas in the Rappahannock are closing on January 31st. After that, we've got different areas that open at different times in the state.
I guess one of the questions I'll get with Mr. Schick, were the observations that you conducted during the course of the season consistent to what you predicted the observations would be when you set the initial regulation?
Yes.
Mr. Mr. Schick.
Yeah, that basically is what I wanted to make sure that we don't have a lot of extra oysters there. That and you were concerned about the grinding on the oysters that were left, that the smaller oysters, and needing to have them for next year.
Yeah, correct. I mean, that's always the balance line that we have on in setting these seasons when you use hand scrapes is the damage to the ones coming, growing, as well as the ones that you take out.
Mr. Fox.
Mr. Tiger. I think we should put on the record how long the season has been open in this area. They've had how many months to work it?
That one, I think, opened December 1st.
So they've
2 months.
2 months.
Mr. Tankard?
And as a follow-up to the relevancy as an emergency regulation, they've been able to harvest, given this winter weather, almost every single
yes.
day of the season.
Yes. I mean, we've had a wonderful winter for access. Yeah.
So there's no emergency in that regard. Weather has not been a problem. Observation?
Yes, sir.
I have to say, given what I understand by the statute, that there would be no emergency. I think that the other places that are closed have seen the same plan. We've known this plan has existed as an industry for quite some time, and there has been no environmental factors to make that plan less pertinent to industry. So I'm afraid I just don't see an emergency here to be had.
Matters before the commission, inaction indicates that no action will be taken. Matters before the commission. The matter is before the commission. The matter is before the commission. There being no action, status quo remains the same. Thank you, Ms. Hogg. We'll break for lunch and reconvene approximately 12:45.